We're continuing the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Beitzim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein HaBeitzim Mutorim B'loi Shechita. Now you'll understand why usually anything that comes from a chicken or from a lamb or from an ox, you can't eat it unless you first shecht the thing. Whereas eggs, even though they come from this bird or they come from an animal, we're allowed to eat them without any shechita. Ve'im bohem mishum isur eiver menachai. The isur of eiver menachai doesn't relate to them. K'mo shalom derazal, as Tosfos points out in Chulin daf Samach Daled, mi pasuk zeh, we learn it out from this pasuk. Ves habonim tikach loch, that the bonim, what's produced from it, that you're allowed to take for yourself. Ki eiver menachai osur. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a whole explanation. Ki eiver menachai osur, the reason why eating a limb from a living animal or something like that is forbidden is because ki yefshur lechol menachai ki ma'idei ashchita. We can't eat from a living thing unless it first goes through the process of shchita. Ki ashchita hi bebechinas chatochoi ledalet hanal. Because shchita represents the concept of cutting the Dalid. We'll explain this in a minute. Ki chius kol advorim sheboilom heim al yidei chochmo tato anal shehi b'chinas malchus shemanheges kol ha'olam. The existence of everything in the world is based on chochmo tato, which is malchus, which is what runs the world. Even though malchus is the bottom guy on the totem pole, it's the lowest one, that's the one that's in control. When the malchus is in place, when a government is in place, the city runs. You get rid of the government, you have pandemonium, you have insanity, you have people going nuts. The Gemara says, "Il mole moiro shel malchus ishes reyeo chayim bloy." Were it not for the fact that people are afraid of the government, people would swallow each other up alive. So the malchus is what's leading and controlling things, keeping seder, keeping order. Ulefamim noifel bechinas chochmatato bechinas malchus anal legolus shel ha'arba malchios. Rabbein Azal explains in that chapter on Likutei Moran, even though we said before that the letter hey represents malchus when the malchus is solid, when it's great. When the malchus is not that great, it's represented by the letter dalet. The letter dalet, when I say the word dalet, dalus means poverty, poor. We mentioned before that on one hand, malchus is always referred to as poor because it has no light of its own except what it receives from other sources, right? Like the moon that receives its light from the sun, or the malchus that receives its light from the spheros above it. So that's one of the reasons why the malchus is represented by the letter dalet. A letter hey is a dalet and a yud. When we say that the malchus is a hey, we're talking about where Hashem took the light of the yud of his name, the chachma, the moichin, and shined it into the malchus in order to make the malchus, you know, in order to perfect it, in order to make it really solid. So that malchus is represented sometimes by the letter dalet, sometimes by the letter hey. There's malchus of kedusha, and there's the other side, there's the malchus of the sitrachra. The malchus of the sitrachra is represented, the malchus of kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was Hashem's palace. That was his throne, right? The throne room of Hashem was the Beis HaMikdash. The nations that exiled the Jewish people went through four exiles. Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel, Paras Umadai, the Persians, Golos Yavon, the Greeks, for which we have the holiday of Hanukkah that we're celebrating today, the first day of Hanukkah, Tavshin Samach Tes, and then the final Golos, which is Golos Edom, the Golos of the Romans. The four Goliaths, these four nations, represent the Malchus of the Sitrachra. Just like the Malchus Dikdusha is represented by the letter Dalit, the Malchus of the Sitrachra is these four kingdoms of Sitrachra. And we're told when the Jews are good, when we behave properly, then Hashem gives us our own kingdom. We rule ourselves. When we're not good, we are put under the rule of these four nations, the Sitra Achra, the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. So that's referred to as the letter Dalid falling into their hands. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when we want to correct the situation, we have to slice the Dalid, we have to cut the Dalid, remove the Dalid from them and bring it back into the Kedusha. The Torah tells us that there was a king of Amalek called Agag. At one time, Hashem told Shaul HaMelech to go wipe out Amalek completely. Shaul HaMelech went, and because the people with him felt bad, what do you mean? Let's say Amalek is bad, everybody admits, but their sheep didn't do no sins, the cattle didn't. We can use the sheep to bring sacrifice, we can bring karbonos for Hashem, and we can use them also to make steaks and lamb chops and stuff. So the people pressured Shaul HaMelech not to destroy everything, not to wipe out everything. So he ended up wiping out the men, all the men, and even the women. But the cattle and sheep that they left, and also the king of Amalek, he didn't kill. Agag, he didn't kill him. So Hashem went to Shmuel Anavi, and Hashem said to him, go tell your prodigy, go tell Shaul HaMelech, who you appointed as king, that his kingdom is finished. He disappointed me. We told him to go wipe out Amalek, men, women, children, cattle, everything, and he didn't listen. So Shmuel Anavi went, and he reprimanded Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech begged him that he said, the people pressured me. He said, people, what? You're the king. You were the one who was supposed to lead them and everything. And then Shmuel HaNavi turned around to walk away, and Shaul HaMelech grabbed his garment, and Shmuel HaNavi kept walking, so his garment tore. He said, just like my garment tore, Hashem is tearing away the kingdom from you. And that's what happened. So then it says that Shmuel HaNavi saw Agag, the king of Amalek. So he went over there, he took a sword, and it says, Vayeshasef Shmuel es Agag. He sliced him to pieces. Vayeshasef. The word shisuf means when you slice something to smithereens, that kind of thing. So the Gemara says, Chotchoy ledalad. He cut him into four pieces. Chotchoy ledalad, that's what it says. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Maran, Chotchoy ledalad, he cut the dalad. He took the dalad away from him. He took the malchus, which had fallen into the hands of Amalek. Amalek is the chief of all 70 nations, all four kingdoms. Amalek is the top of the Sitra Achra. There's a pasuk, Reishis Goyim Amalek. The leader of all nations is Amalek. Shmuel HaNavi cut away the Dalit from him. Now the word that's used there, Vayeshasef, Rabbeinu Zal says in the Likutei Maran, Leshasef means to slice up. Shasef is Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. Shmuel HaNavi knew this secret, that the Tikkun HaMalchus is dependent on the light, the Oyer HaPonim, that comes from the three holidays. Remember we mentioned before that when you want to give the Malchus light, you have to draw light from the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. That's where this Oyer HaPonim of Hashem is found, which you have to draw. That's what Shmuel HaNavi was doing when he sliced Agag, cut this Dalid. He took the Dalid away from the Sitra Achra, brought it back into the Kedusha. And again, he did it by drawing light from the source, which is those three holidays, those three upper spheroids of Hashem. Ki Evre Menachai Osur, because a Jew is not allowed to eat any part of an animal or a bird that wasn't shechted properly. It's only possible to eat from an animal or bird if it's been shechted. Because the act of shechita corresponds to what we learned before about slicing away the dalid from the malchus of the Sitra Achra. When the malchus of the Sitra Achra grabs hold of the malchus and they try to take it to themselves, they try to take that dalad to themselves, we saw from the example of Shmuel HaNavi with Agag, the king of Amalek, that it says there, chatochoy ledalad, which has a double meaning. He cut him in four, or he cut the dalad. He sliced the dalad away from the malchus of the Sitra Achra. Because as we mentioned earlier, everything in this world draws its life, its energy from the Malchus, which is called Chochmat HaTorah, Shibchinas Malchus Shemenaheges Kol Hoylam. That's the Malchus which runs the entire world. And when Hashem is sending his energy into the world, even though his energy is Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, it's all kind of things, it all flows into the Malchus, it all feeds into the Malchus, and the Malchus is the one that distributes to the world. Everything goes through the Malchus. Ulefomim noifil b'chinas chochmat ator b'chinas malchus legolus shel ha'arba malchus. And sometimes, unfortunately, this chochmat ator, which we said is synonymous with malchus, falls into the exile of the four kings. It falls into the hands of those four nations that were against the Jews. V'oz huzakas moishel baksilim. And when that happens, you hear the scream of a ruler among fools. There's a pasuk, zakas moishel baksilim, like the scream of a moishel, a king, when he finds himself among fools. This is the scream of the Malchus Digdusha when it's fallen into the wrong hands, when it's fallen into the hands of the Goyim and the Sitrachra, and it cries out from there. Ki bechinas ha-malchus va-memsholo zoyekes kishinoifeles bein haksilim shehim ho-arba malchus. Because the Malchus of Kedusha cries out, it screams, when it falls among the fools. Who are the fools? These other nations who are not qualified. They don't deserve Malchus. Malchus belongs to the Jewish people. Hashem said, Va'atem tihiyuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. You will be unto me a kingdom of priests. Or the pasuk that we say in Hallel these days of Hanukkah, Yisroel mam shaloysav. The Jews are the kingdom of Hashem. V'heim roitzim lehischakem b'chochmois shelohem. And when these kingdoms of the Sitrachra get hold of this Chochmat HaTorah, they try to stick it into their Chochmas, into their secular wisdoms. The Chochmas Chitzonius Shelohem Heim Bechinas Behema Kimavur B'mokam Acher. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Lamed Zayin and Likut Imran, their wisdoms, their secular wisdoms, compared to the Torah, are like a behema compared to a human. Different league completely. Ki chochmois shelohem heim bechinas ksilus, behemius, because their chochmois are referred to as foolishness, animalistic, compared to the chochmas haTorah, compared to the Jewish people. Ki mi yoidea ruach bnei odom ho'ele hi lamala, v'ruach habehemo hayoredes hi lamato l'oretz. Rav Nosson Zal here quotes a pasuk. A pasuk in Koheles. Who understands the spirit of man which goes up and the spirit of animal which goes down to the earth? Ki yesh ruach ha'odom v'ruach ha'behema. Because we know there is the concept of the spirit of man and there's the spirit of the animal. Ruach ha'odom hi b'chinas chochma digdusha ha'soga selakus b'chinas chochma tato b'chinas malchus shudemus odom ki yadua. When the term Ruach HaOdom, as Shlomo HaMelech is using it in Koheles there, refers to Chachma, Holy Chachma. It refers to understanding Hashem. It refers also to Chachma Tato, which is Malchus. All of those are included in the term Ruach HaOdom, the spirit of man. Shehu Dmus Odom, that's the image of man, Ki Yadua, as is known. The image of man is in the image of the Malchus of Hashem. V'ruach ha-behemo hi b'chinas chochmas chitzonius, shem behemius, ksilus. Whereas the spirit, the animal spirit, that refers to the other chochmas, the secular wisdoms, which are referred to as animal foolishness compared to the Torah. Validei chet Odom Arishoyim, and as a result of Odom and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad, Nisarev Hakoil, everything got mixed up. Kimikoidem, because originally, Gam Ruach HaBehemo Hoya Mavoiror, Bibchinas Ruach HaOdom Kiyodua. Because originally, before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, even though there was a concept of Ruach HaBehema and Ruach Adam, but each one had its own place. Each one had its own sphere, and there wasn't any problem. When they're separate, there's no problem. You can identify them, and you know which one to choose. V'alkein, whereas once they ate from the Eitz Hadas, which was Toi Vora, good and bad, that's when the problem happened. That's when good and bad got mixed up together, and now it becomes a whole difficult process to sort out the good from the bad. V'alkein, achshov, yefshel lechol min ha-behemo, kiim kishem evarin es hachiyas hamalubashbo. And this is why today, nowadays, we are not allowed to eat from a behema until we first sort out the energy that's inside this behema, the chiyus that's inside this behema. Dahainu, meaning, what do we mean sort out? Kishemoitzin umalin hachiyas hamalubashbo, shenimshach mebechinas chochmotato anal, shemachayas hakoel, when we remove and elevate the spirituality that's found in that behema that comes from chochmotato, which is what gives life to everything, umachzirin es hachiyas lesharosho, we elevate that spirituality and return it to its source. V'zeh b'chinas chatoch oyledalid. This corresponds to what Rabbi Nezal says over there in Likut Imran, to cut away the Dalid, to cut away the Malchus of Kedusha from the Malchus of the Sitrachra that it fell into. Here again, when we're shechting the behemor, we're cutting away the spiritual chiyas that fell into that behemor that doesn't belong there, you know, that fell because of the sins the person did or whatever. Now we're, through an act of slicing, we're separating the Kedusha from the animal, and we're elevating the Kedusha by making a bracha on it, asher kedushono b'mitzvos v'tzivono al hashchita, and by following all the detailed laws related to it. Shezeh bi'atzmoi b'chinas hanal. The concept, what Rabbi Nezal says in Likut Imran about chot choy ledalid, slicing away the malchus of Kedusha from the malchus of the Sitrachra and putting it back up where it belongs, is exactly the same concept. Shechoitchin es ruach hachayim shel habehema, shenimshach mebechinas chochmotato. We're cutting, we're slicing the life of the, you know, we're killing this behema, whose life comes from chochmotato, shenofa lagolus shel ha'arba malchus, v'chochmotato, the malchus that fell down into the exile of the four kingdoms, shehu bechinas behemius, which are all referred to as behema, utzrichin lechot chaymishon, we have to slice it away from there, ulahachziro lemekoima, and elevate it and return it to its proper place, Lo'or haponim hameir b'sholesh regolim, to enable it to be able to draw from the light that shines, the light of the face of Hashem that shines during those three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. V'zeh naseh al yedei hashchita, and this is accomplished through the act of shechting the animal, ki hashchita hi bechinas chatochoy ledalid. The act of shechita is the act of cutting away the Dalid, cutting away the Kedusha from the Behema, separating the two and allowing the Kedusha to go back up to its source. Shayidei HaShchita Choytchin Umevarin Ruach HaChayim, because through the act of Shchita we cut and separate the Ruach HaChayim, the spiritual part, Shehu Bechinas Chochmatato, which is referred to as Chochmatato, we're separating it, removing it from the behemius, from the animal, the base animal portion, shehi bechinas golus shel arba malchus, which corresponds to the concept of the exile of the four kingdoms. So that again, the concept of the Jewish people going, being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael and being sent into exile among those other nations is the same exact concept as a neshama that did a certain sin or whatever, and Hashem sends that neshama into a behema, into an animal, to get its tikkun that way. We're just like when we wanted to get the Jews out of exile, in order to get the Jews out of exile, we have to slice away, separate the Malchus of Kedusha from the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. The Jews go back in Teretz Yisrael, and the Goyim stay here. They're defeated or destroyed or whatever it is. So too in the Behema, the act of shechting the Behema cuts, it separates between the Chochmat, the Malchus of Kedusha, the Chochmat HaTorah, the spirit, the neshama, the Jewish neshama that's in there. It separates it from the behema. The neshama is able to go up to where it has to go to, and the behema remains down below. And again, part of that process involves when the Jew eats the behema. And again, he makes a bracha on it. He uses it for Shabbos. He uses it for Sudas Mitzvah. That's part of elevating any spirituality, any Chochmat HaTorah that's found in that meat, in that animal, is being elevated. And it's accomplished through this special knife that the Shechet uses, which is called a chalif. Now Rav Nosson Zal is referring back to the chapter in Likutei Moran. In Torah Lamed, in Likutei Moran there, Rav Nosson Zal says, how do you do this? What ingredient do you need to be able to cut away the Dalet, to cut the Dalet away, the Malchus Kedusha, Malchus Sitra Achra? He says you need Chesed, which one form of Chesed is when somebody reprimands somebody. Because when a person reprimands somebody properly, it's coming from a place of love. If I don't care about you, then I don't, if I see you doing something wrong, who cares? I'm not going to tell you, I'm not interested. If you like somebody, one of the greatest acts of friendship and kindness that a friend could possibly do for another friend is to point out when he's doing something wrong, to be able to tell him in a nice way, you're making a mistake. If you keep doing it like that, you're going to hurt yourself, you're going to hurt other people. I once saw, this was one of the greatest experiences in my life. I was preparing a shiur in the summertime on Pirkei Avos. And I came across the famous Mishnah where it says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sent out his five best students. He told them, go out into the world and come back and tell me what's the most important thing in life. So one came back and said, the most important thing in life is to have a good eye, to look positive, to look favorable at people, at situations, everything. The other one said, it's a good neighbor. The third one said, it's a good friend. The fourth one said, you know, five. Each one came back with a different answer. I remember when I saw this word, good friend, I said, wow, I'm really curious to see how does Hashem define a good friend? Because people have all kinds of impressions of what they think is a good friend. And a lot of people find out at different points in their life, they're very disappointed. They thought that this one was their best friend and good friend, and they find out it was a joke. It was totally wrong. So imagine if I could pick up a phone to Hashem and say, Hashem, could you tell me what the definition of a good friend is? The answer is we have that phone number. It's the Bar Tanura. The Rav, the Bar Tanura in Mishnayis, that's the word of Hashem. These tzaddikim knew exactly what Hashem means. The Bar Tanura over there, in the definition of Chaver Toiv, he writes, a person who would show you, who would, if they saw you doing something wrong. And I said, wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Because we know in America, in the United States of America, they have this very, 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 very important Torah. It's called MYOB, Mind Your Own Business. Who are you to tell me what I'm doing? I don't want you looking at me. I don't mind your own business. And the Torah says that the exact opposite is true. If you don't care about somebody at all, then you mind your own business. If you're a good, healthy person, you don't walk around with your eyes closed. You're looking around at the whole world. You're looking around at people around you. And a friend of yours, you're not thinking only about yourself. There are people who are so wrapped up in themselves that even when they're with other people, they don't notice what's going on with the other person. They're thinking only of themselves. Me, myself, and I. But another person, when he's with a friend, he's not thinking about himself. He's thinking about the friend first and then himself. And if he sees the friend doing something wrong, that he really feels confidence wrong, he's going to try his best in the nicest way possible and at the right time and the right way to show the person that maybe there's a better way to do it. What you're doing, you know, maybe you don't realize, but it's a mistake. Could be you don't realize you're hurting other people by doing it. That's called toichacha, which comes from a place of chesed. It's an act of chesed. There's a pasuk, Es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. One whom Hashem loves, he reprimands. Because if he doesn't love you, he don't care. He doesn't care what you're doing. That kind of thing, chas v'shalom. So in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk there, v'kitzru lefi chesed, that when you want to cut something, you do it with chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when you want to cut away this dalid, when you want to cut away the malchus of kedusha from the sitrachra, you need chesed to do that. And one of the main forms of chesed is toichacha, reprimand, the right kind of reprimand. Back inside. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, Rav Nosson Zal says, where are we? V'zeh nasa yidei achalef. This is accomplished through the shoychetz knife. Ki chatochoy ledalad anal nasa yidei hachesed. Because this cutting away of the dalid is accomplished through chesed. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Hosea, kitzru lefi chesed. Cut with chesed. V'hachesed nizgale al yidei toichocha. Chesed is shown, is revealed through toichocha, through reprimand. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, piha poscha bechochma v'soiras chesed al ashoina. She opened her mouth with wisdom and she had a Torah of kindness on her lips. Again, talking about this Torah of kindness means sharing Torah with others. When a person sees somebody else doing something wrong, or maybe that they don't realize it's wrong, they enlighten the person. Maybe you didn't realize. I heard in a shir that you're not supposed to do that, or it's better to do it this way, that kind of thing. Ayin shom kol zeh heite b'maim ranal. Look over there in Torah Lamed and Likutei Moran, and you'll see this explained very, very well. V'hasakin shel shchita zeh b'chinas toichochanal. Therefore, this knife that the shochet is using symbolizes the toichocha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayosem pi kecherev chato. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. So again, this sharp sword, this knife that the shochet's using, represents that mouth speaking sharp words, words of reprimand. Sheze namar al hamoichiyach es Yisrael. That pasuk is talking about the prophets and the tzaddikim who reprimanded the Jews. Vaydeze nizgale chesed. And through this is revealed chesed. V'ze bechinas matnois kehuna shenoisnin achar hashchito lakoihein kedei legalois hachesed shenizgalai de atoichocho shibchinas hashchito. This is also the concept where, according to the Torah, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, after you shechted an animal, you couldn't eat the whole thing. There was a certain part that you had to give to the Kohen. There are three sections of the animal that had to be given to the Kohen. They're called Matnas Kohuna. We'll see in a minute. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this chesed is also associated with the parts, the gifts that we give to the Kohen to reveal the chesed. Shal yidei zeh hachesed shu b'chinas Kohen, al yidei zeh koitzrin v'choitchines hamalchus shu b'chinas Ruach HaChaim, of the Arba Malchus, bebchinas chatochei ledalranal, umal enoiso el oyer haponim hamer b'sholosh regolim. By giving the Kohen a certain part of that animal, that's how we're activating that power of chesed, which helps us cut away the malchus, the ruach chaim, and separate it from the behema, the chochmas chitzoinis. Why? Because Kohen is always chesed. We're taught that Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Kohen is the Ish HaChesed, Levi is Gvu. The Kohen are Kohanim are the ones who give the blessing to the Jewish people. Koi Sevorachu Es B'nei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the Jews. Blessing is chesed. The Leviim are Gvura, judgment, harshness. It says, V'kidashto Es HaLeviim. You should sanctify the Leviim. Kedusha is an inyan of Gvura, Midas Adin. Yisroel is the combination of two. So by the fact that we give part of the animal to the Kohen, who's chesed, we're activating, we're turning on that chesed that's needed to cut away the dalit, to cut away the malchus of Kedusha, malchus of the Sitrachra, to remove the spiritual portion of that behema that has to be separated and elevated, and then the behema remains behema down below, that kind of thing. V'ze b'chinas sholosh matonoy shenoisim l'koyim en abehema. Now you're going to understand why it's exactly three parts of the animal that we give to the Kohen. Shehem zroya ulechoyayim v'hakeva, which are the, I think it's the right foreleg. The lechoyayim is the cheeks, and the keva is the stomach. Those three are called matnois kohuna. Interesting, just yesterday, I had the privilege, rare privilege, comes up maybe once in a couple of years, of being at a Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, there are 24 matnois kohuna, 24 things that the Jews had to give to Kohanim. Truma, you know, the different thing. One of them is Pidyon HaBen, you know, the $5, silver dollars that you give to the Kohen when you have a firstborn son, etc., etc. And these are three of the other ones. And the Kohen at the Pidyon HaBen spoke, and he was mentioning that it's interesting, when you give Truma to the Kohen, they don't make any big affair out of it. Comes to Pidyon HaBen, it's a whole, it's production, it's like a bris, you know. And he was explaining that it is a very high-level occasion when a Pidyon HaBen is performed. Now Rav Nilson Zal is going to show how these three gifts that we give to the Kohen activate the power of the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Kizroya, because that right foreleg of the animal, Zebchinas Pesach, that corresponds to the holiday of Pesach. She'oz hoitzionu Hashem Yisborach miMitzrayim biyod chazoko uvizroya netuya. Because it says in the Chumash about 10 times that when Hashem took us out of Egypt, He took us out with His hand outstretched. Zroya netuya, that's the word that's used in the Chumash many times. So the zroya of the animal that we give to the Kohen activates, turns on the light of Pesach. Ulechoyayim, and the cheeks of the animal, keneged Shavuos, corresponds to the holiday of Shavuos. Bechinas ponim mazbirois lahalocha, because the cheeks represent, when the Gemara uses this expression, when a rabbi is teaching his student, he has to show him a friendly face. He has to show him a face that explains the halacha. Not tight, holding back. He's not willing to explain, not willing to like. The opposite. Ponim mazbirois. Ki oz nitno toira bemem tes ponim. Because on Shavuos is when Hashem gave the Torah with all 49 lights of the face. Bechinas lechoyov ka'arugas haboisim. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim where it says, kaviyachol, the cheeks of Hashem were like furrows of perfume. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi Kodesh says over there, ponim mazbirois lahalocha. This refers to Hashem and the tzaddikim, that they show the Jewish people a friendly face when they're giving over the halacha. That the mazbirois, they explain, they clarify, not tight, not angry, on the contrary, friendly, willing to give, that kind of thing. So the giving the cheeks to the kohen symbolizes turning on the power of Shavuos. V'hakeva, and the stomach, keneged Sukkos, corresponds to Sukkos. Ki hakeva tachas ho'isho el kavoso. Because the fact that we give the stomach to the Kohen, the Gemara says, why were the Kohanim zocha to that? Because Pinchas, the great Kohen Pinchas, went and stabbed Zimri and the woman, the non-Jewish woman, he stabbed them el kavoso, in the stomach, that area. As the Gemara says in Chulin, that in that Sechus, Hashem gave this portion of the behemoth to the Kohanim. Ki Pinchas hichnia bechinas isha zayna. Pinchas was the one who defeated the Sitra Achra, which is called isha zayna, the illicit woman. Ve'oz mizgaberes isha yiras Hashem. When the isha zayna is defeated, then the isha yiras Hashem goes up. Shehi Malchus Dikdusha. She is the symbol of the Malchus Dikdusha. Pchinas Chochmatato. V'alkein, Besukkos, Shezeh HaChag Hu HaAchroin Shel HaSholosh Regolim, Kishem Kesidron. And therefore, on Sukkos, which is the last one of the three holidays, because we know the order is Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. V'alkein, Besukkos, Hu Iker Shleimus Alias Hamalchus Chochmat HaTohanal. This is why on the holiday of Sukkos, which is the third one, the last one of the three holidays, that's when the elevation of the Malchus is finalized and completed. She'oila el er oir haponim, whereby the malchus is elevated and brought close to that light of the face of Hashem, ha'meir b'sholosh regolim, which shines during all three holidays. Ki oz b'sukkos hu hagmar shel sholosh regolim, because on Sukkos is when there's completion of the light of the three holidays. It's like a process. Pesach makes its contribution, then Shavuos adds to that, and Sukkos is what completes the full measure of light of all three holidays, which is what elevates the Malchus, which gives the tikkun to the Malchus. V'alkein b'shmini atzeres oz hanukvo oitzeres hatipo kiyadua. And this is why the Arizal, in his Sforim, says that on Shmini Atzeres, which is the day after Sukkos, after we finish the three holidays, that's when the heavenly female receives and locks in the droplet. Kaviyachol, when we speak about a husband and wife, and we speak about producing children, there's the zera that's transferred from the husband to the wife. The Arizal says that throughout the holidays we're building and getting to a heart, to try to unite Hashem and the Shechina, Hashem and the Jewish people. And he says that Pesach is a major elevation, Shavuos is a second step, Sukkos is the final step, and on Shmini Hatzeres is when the female receives and locks in that droplet. That's when the whole process is completed. Ki nishlam aliyas hamalchus chochmat hator shibchinas ishiras Hashem, because the elevation of the malchus, which is called Chochmat HaTorah, which is also called Isha Yiras Hashem, that Aliyah is completed, the elevation of the Malchus is completed, V'oz Nichna V'nizbatel Isha Zoyna, and then the illicit woman, the Sitra Achra, the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, is defeated and destroyed. Shehi Bechinas V'yidkoir Es Shnehem, as the pasuk says, that Pinchas stabbed both of them, v'so'isha el kavosa, and the woman he stabbed in the stomach area, in the lower stomach area. U'keneged ze noisnen hakevol akoyin kanal, and corresponding to this, based on this incident, the Jewish people give that portion of the behemoth to the kohen. Tachas so'isha el kavosa, as a response to the fact that Pinchas the kohen made this tremendous Kiddush Hashem by stabbing her El Kavosa. K'moy Shem Razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin over there. Ki ze keneged Sukkos, because this corresponds to the holiday of Sukkos, she'oz nichna isha zayna. Sukkos is the time when we said the isha of Kiddusha is elevated, she receives the droplet, the whole process is completed. When she is completed, the Isha Zayna is defeated. We always say that the Kiddusha and the Sitra Achra are on two sides of a seesaw. When this one goes up, the other one automatically goes down. Sheze bechinas shememisin umachnien Isha Zayna. We destroy, we kill and subdue the Isha Zayna. Kemoi Pinchas shehemish ho Isha el kavosa, who killed her by stabbing her in the cover. So in other words, that was a final step. That ended that story completely. So too, Sukkos, which is the final one of the three holidays, corresponds to the stomach that we give to the kohen, that portion of the behemoth. V'oz oile umizgaberes isha yiras Hashem, and once we defeat the woman of the Sitra Achra, then the woman of Kedusha is elevated, bechinas shmini atzeres, which is what we see take place right after the 7 days of Sukkos are finished. The day after Shmini Atzeres, that's when we see the female has received what it was supposed to, and everything, all the shefa can flow. You know, everything can happen.